which I went out and bought, which I hold as a chiyuv of every bocha to read, a Murdiga book from the Shlomo Freifeld. And if you guys have read it, didn't read it, it's a book that I'm by my second time around reading it. It's unbelievable. One of the vetlach I saw there was that somebody asked him, you know, he was going to speak somewhere, so he told him, what should he say, how should he say it? So he told them, don't speak more than 9 minutes. He says, why 9 minutes? He says, because the Olam that you're speaking to, oh, so sweet of you. The Olam that you're speaking to, it's not going to get you anywhere. The Olam that you're speaking to are not used to having focus more than 9 minutes. He says, why? He says, because every 9 minutes on television, or any show that you watch, there's ads, advertisements. So more than 9 minutes, you're not going to keep their focus. I would like to speak just for a few more minutes than 9 minutes. So if you're shayach, since you guys are so busy with your talk shows and your, I don't know what, so more than 9 minutes, please hold with me. Vayishma Yisroi. This week's parasha starts with Yisroi. I know the first year guys made it, I don't know about the second year guys, but this year parasha is parasha's Yisroi. And the parasha starts off with Vayishma Yisroi. Vayishma, he heard. Chaim Shmuel Levit says, what did he hear? So Rashi says, he heard Kriyas Yamsu, Mechamas Hamolek, Mashimu Shoma Uvo. He came. Is if you take a look in the in Oz Yoshe, you'll see in Oz Yoshe he brings down that the goyim Oz nidhalu alufe edoim were bewildered. Eile moyach zeme ra, they started tittering. No moigi kolei shikanan, they melted. Tipol aleim emosav afachad, that a murdika fear. A mosav afachad from the Rebbeinu Shloilom's Yad Hashem, from seeing the Esamakos, from seeing Kriyas Yamsu, from hearing about it. And what happened to them? Yisroi was Vayishma Yisroi, Yisha heard. Doesn't say he got nervous, doesn't say he melted, nothing. Vayishma Yisroi, Shemur Shoma, he heard about it, Uvo, he came. Reb Chaim says, Amodik Avot. A lot of times in life, you can come to a situation where you see it, you hear about it, you chap a titter, you hear the message, you see the message, but nothing happens. Nothing moves. Vayishma Yisroi. Yisroi had a koyach shmir. He heard it. In Yiddish Zot, when Anish Dog Nogahed, Edahedos. He internalized it. The minute he vayishma, he understood what was being said. And he got the message, Uvo, he turned up. He turned up in town. Nobody else turned up. Yisro was the chiddush of the world. He saw what went on over there, he came. A lot of times we go through situations where we see it, we understand it. It goes straight over. There's got to be vayishma. There's got to be, you've got to hear it. You've got to understand it, internalize it. I feel that there's 2, 3, 4 weeks left to the end of Zman. Tashas HaKosha, as the speaker on Thursday night said, couldn't have said it better. Sometimes we've got to chap the moment. That moment that was given to us, don't waste it. Use it. Use it in the right way. A lot of times we come to the end of Zman and we say the Zman's already gone through. Let's enjoy ourselves. Let's go out then, you know, chaperein. We haven't seen here, we haven't been here, I've been a good boy for the last 3, 4 months. Big deal, the last 2 or 3 weeks. Let's enjoy ourselves. Everything that has been catching up to me and I haven't done, or I have done, but I didn't do it properly, let's do it now. Gishmak. But the mice, at the end of the day, I put in a good man, so I deserve. And the truth is, we're throwing away punkt. The minute or the time where I can strike the most. And the Yetzer Hara is telling you, you know what? You put in a good zman, you did very well. Baruch Hashem, you made it to most storim, to most davening, to most... Now enjoy it. And we don't make a cheshbon now. But etzem, what you're saying is, you're putting a death warrant on yourself. It's basically you're taking a 3 months vacation because till Rosh Chodesh Iyar you're not going to be looking at another sefer. So basically you're talking about Adar Nisan, Shvat Adar Nisan. You're talking about 2.5 months out the window. And Adarabba, this is goof of the time where if I take it properly, if I use the moment and I utilize it in the right way, I'll be in a different league in the end of Zman. I won't just have Purim a good Zman. I'll be in a different Madrega. And this is why I want to be Masbir tonight. In the Parshas on the Dorim, the Pasuk uses a lashon ish ki yafli neder l'Hashem. And the Pasuk talk about it, a person yafli, he makes a kabbalah. He's makabal on himself. He's maftiach, he makes a neder. The lashon from pele. The root of the lashon of yafli is a lashon pele. How does the lashon pele work with being makabal on yourself? And the Mepharshim say, that be'etzem, a lot of times when you come to make a Kabbalah on one person, you don't really have the kohos to do it. You don't believe that you can do it. You don't believe it's possible to do it. You don't believe that you have the kohos in you to overcome the moment of chalishus, of weakness. Says Chazal, Ish, says the Torah, Ish ki yafli neder. You want to take on a Kabbalah, you want to make a neder, miloshem pele. Istaka a wonder. Itaka al piter chateve doesn't make sense. But the minute you make the Kabbalah, and it's a vayishma, it works. Ki yafli neder, the neder is chal. It's a pele. The root of the word is pele. Istaka a wonder. But when I make the Kabbalah, it works. There's a very interesting Gemara. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Deya Ki Ilu Nivne Beis Hamikdash. Anybody who has a Deya, Das, what does Das mean? You say Seichel. Anybody who runs his life with Das, Ki ilu nivna beis hamikdash b'yomov. Now the shaila is, what does deo mean? Atochonin la odom das. So the Mepharshim explain in the Nusach Svad, such a thing is called chonene meitcha, chochmo bino v'das. Let me explain. Hold with me for 2 minutes, and I explain you. Bring it down to simple language. What chochmo bino v'das? We think it's a Kabbalah dikah musag, what Chochma bina v'das is. Chochma means the actual Chochma itself. That means, let's say the Torah says lo signif. So that's the Chochma itself. Bina is what we derive from the Chochma. It says you're not allowed a ganef, so we say, we understand that Geneva doesn't mean going into somebody's pocket or going into somebody's property and taking away his property. Geneva can mean Geneva's das, and Geneva can mean Geneva of different ideas. Geneva has different ideas what Geneva means. That's called Bino. Das is internalizing the Chochma that's there, and you becoming a chelik of that Chochma. So when you say Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Deya, it means that you've taken the Chochma's HaTorah. You got through Chochmah and Bina, you derived all the halachas that come out from the Chochmah itself, and you're holding by Das. Das means internalizing what I learnt and becoming that person that becoming the chokhmah that you became, that you've learned. They once asked Aristotle, you know, he was such a goyin in astronomy, and he understood chokhmah's habayra. And they once saw him on a ship behave like an animal. And they asked him, how does it come to you, such a person who has such great understanding, how is it possible by you that you behave in such a manner? So he turned around and he says, and if I was a mathematician, therefore I have to be a triangle? What's pshat? Pshat is in the chokhmah, and who the person is two separate things. I can be highly intelligent, but it has nothing to do with the way I behave. In Torah it's different. There's chokhmah, there's bina, and there's das. Das means I internalize, and I am what I learn. It's called Adam Shesh Bo Deya. Anybody who has this Deya, that means he's behaving, and his Maisa represents the Chochmas HaTorah that he's learning. Ki ilu nivna Beis HaMikdash B'yomov. It's as if he built the Beis HaMikdash B'yomov. What's this Ki ilu Beis HaMikdash? What does Beis HaMikdash represent? Beis HaMikdash represents Gilui HaShechina. That's where you see the Ribbono Shel Olam in front of you. It's a Kiddush Hashem. Anybody who has Deya behaves in a certain way. He behaves l'fi the Chochmas HaTorah that he's learned. It's Ki'ilu Nivna Beis HaMikdash. He's a Kiddush Hashem. He's Zeicha to see the Ur, the light of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He sees Gilui HaShechina. He becomes himself a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Then the Chazal go weiter, the Gemara goes weiter. Then there's a third member from Rabbi Elazar. Kol Adam she'ein bo deya osu l'rachem. Somebody who doesn't have a deya, doesn't have das, it's also to have rachem on us. And the shaila is, you know, we learn in Chazal that we have to be doima, we have to compare ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The way the Ribbono Shel Olam behaves, mahu rachum, just like he's rachum, afatah rachum, you've also got to be have rachum on us. That's the Yud Gimel Midas. So l'chora, says the Mashal, the Torah says, v'racham of al kol ma'asav, the Ribbono Shel Olam has rachum on us on every creature, anything that he created. If that's the case, then why somebody who doesn't have das, also l'rachim olav, also to have rachum on us on. Why is it also? If the Ribbono Shel Olam has rachmanos on everything that he created, how come we don't? The Mashal says a muridiki yisay, and he explains. The racham of al kol ma'asov means one thing. The Ribbono Shel Olam has rachmanos on myself, on his creation. The way he created it, if it stays the way he created it, then he has rachmanos on it. But if a person behaves differently than the way the Ribbono Shel Olam created him, than the way he's supposed to behave, then also l'rachim alav. That's not called v'racham alav, kol ma'asav. Because that's not called the way the Ribbono Shel Olam created you. He says, kol mi she'ein bo deya. Somebody who doesn't have deya, which means somebody who doesn't behave l'fi the chochmas ha'toyra, or the chokhmah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling him how to behave, and he doesn't behave that way, so then there's no v'rachim alav kol ma'asav. Then there's no halacha that you've got to have rachmanos on him. Also l'rachim alav. In the parasha of Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov Avinu wanted to give a bracha to Ephraim and Manasseh, so the Torah tells us, Ve'enei Yisrael, you hear Nisanu? Ve'enei Yisrael kovdu mizoiken. The eyes of Yaakov Avinu were kovdu mizoiken. He couldn't see well. From old age, he couldn't see clearly. Lo'yuchal lirois, he couldn't see. Vayagish oisom, so he brought them forward. Vayishak lehem vayichabuk lehem, he kissed and hugged them. And the Mefarshim say, what does the Pasuk want to tell us? What does the Pasuk want to tell us over here? He couldn't see, he could see. So he kissed them, he didn't kiss them. Says the Torah, say the Mefarshim, a normal person, if he wants to connect to something, and he wants to give him a bracha, so he wants to connect to the person, he wants to see who's in front of him, and he wants to have some sort of what we call a rapport, or to get emotionally connected with the person, that he should be able to give him a bracha, feel for the person. So what's the normal way of being connected to the person? I look at him, I see him, I read him. Yaakov Avinu couldn't do that. He was hard of, he had poor eyesight. So what did he do? Vayechabik hoisam, he kissed them, he hugged them. He showed them love. By showing them love, he became connected to them. Then it's shaykh to give a broch. But when I don't, when I'm not mechabik them and I don't see them, how am I going to have a connection with them? Who are they? What are they? Because for me to give a brocha, I have to feel connected to the person. How do I come connected to the person? One thing, I look at him. I see it. When I see it, and I see the way, who he is, what he is, I can have a shaychus with him. I can give him a brocha. Yaakov Avinu wasn't interested in staying in words. He wanted to give away a shtickle from zich. When a person gives a brocha, tries, when you go into a tzaddik for a brocha, is the tzaddik's giving away something from himself. I'll tell you a ma'aser. Reb Elia was once lying in bed, he was sick. He was after a heart attack, and a chosson came for a bracha. It was on the day of his chuppah. So he came for a bracha. So my brother then was being the shamus. So he asked my brother, let me in. So my brother went into rebellion. He said, start a chosson da. He said, chob mishkin koyach, I don't have any koyachs. So he went out and he told the chosson, he hasn't got any koyach. He says, no, it's Yom HaChuppah. I want to get a bracha from rebellion. Sure. So my brother went back in and he says to him, he's not Mavata. So rebellion said, I'm worried of what? Zola Arankum, let him come in. But you should know one thing. It's a Zangazokt. It'll be said. A bracha. Gitman, it's not koichas. It takes koichas. When you give a bracha, you're giving something away from yourself. I don't have the koich for that today. Sezangazokt, it'll be said, I'll say the words. A brochim, where I want to give a brocha, it won't be. That's what Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu wanted to be connected to the person. He wanted to give away something to him. He wanted to see who he's doing it to. I've got to be connected. I've got to see the person. Because through seeing, you get connected. He couldn't, but he had because. We always ask this shaila. Ish ki yafli pella. It's a pella. It's a very hard undertaking to make a neder, to make a kabbalah. When we tzad sheni, it's miloshim pella. It's a wonder. It works. Because it's l'mayla manateva, because there's a siyata d'shemaya. When a person wants to go and set up a business, or he wants a job, or he wants to go out and buy something, he checks it, he makes his shtadlus, he thinks about it 50 times over, should I, shouldn't I not, is it a good deal? He puts koichas day and night into it. If it's a good deal, not a good deal, every clause in with the lawyer, he's going through to make sure that he's covered from alle Seiten, from all sides. And even in the small, mundane things of day-to-day life, We put koichas into every move we do. I'll be right if it costs me money. Or if it costs me time. Yet the most important thing in a person's life, the most important chayfetz, object in a person's life, and what makes him different than any other object on this world, most of us don't even think twice how we deal with it. I go out and buy a ring for a kala. I will make sure 50 times over whether I got a good deal, a bad deal, whether it's scratched, not scratched. Think 50 times before I buy it. I'll buy a car. I'll make sure the guy didn't rip me off, and if he did, I'm going to be covered for Nala Zaitan. I make a business deal. Yet when it comes to the mind of a person, the mind of a person is the most chashuvest thing that a person owns. That makes him different than any other thing in the world. Because without his mind, he's like another animal, if not worse. Can't even fend for himself. And yet the mind, we bechlal have no achrayus, what comes in, what goes out, what we see, what we listen to, how we take care of it. Nothing at all. And the Chorin should be the other way. In Gashmias? No. Whatever's Bashet is Bashet. Yet when my Seichel, the mind, that the most important thing in a person's life should be most treasured object that a person has. How much hakpada should he have? What comes in? What goes in? What goes out? How he looks after it? Das! Kol mi sheyesh loy das! The seichel of a person, which is be'etzem the person himself. That's who he is. Ki'ilu nivne beis hamikdosh. Osul rachim olav. Chazal go even further. Call me. Call Adam sheyesh bo deya. Anybody who has das, l'stoif mis'ashe. He's going to come rich. Of course, the Mashal explains we're not talking about rich in the way that you want to be. But rich means content, happy. Over 70% of America today is sitting by psychologists for anxiety, for depression, for anger, for anything you can think about. Where's the Ashirus? Ein behem deya. Kishayesh deya, says Chazal, when there's a deya, the Seif is Asher, he'll be happy. Eizo Osher Samech Bechelko. There's no such thing as anxiety, depression, upset. He's got das, he uses it right. The Torah that he learns, the mitzvahs that he does, is internalized that the person himself becomes a Torah-dicker person. When we talk about das Torah, you go to a godel for a brocha and eitzel, because he's the one that looked after his seichel all his life. So we, when we get into a corner, we understand that somebody who appreciated what Seichel was from the day he was born and watched it and was careful with it. So when he hits 70, 80, he's the man to go to for a bracha. Because he knows how to look after das. He knows how to look after his Seichel. So he's the one to take a bracha from. When you're going for a bracha, somebody's sick, you go to the millionaire. You go to the Prosta Balabos who has 5 cars lying outside his house. Whoever has more cars, he's the one to go to a brocha for. Or do I go to a tzaddik and a kaddish for a brocha, or for an eitzah. Who am I going to? Because at the end of the day, when you put against the wall, you understand that somebody who watches his da'at, he's taka, the real person. The soif misasha, he's the osher. He's the Beis HaMikdash. He represents Beis HaMikdash. And misha ein lo das, osu lerachim alof. Because this is not what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. There's no verachim alof kol ma'asof. There's a machla. The machla, which we take very lightly. I'm not here to asa. I'm here to talk about it by hashkofa. There's a machla. And it's a machla that towards the end of Zaman, if we don't watch this machla, it's going to take us over totally. And it kills the Zaman. There's a machla called 24. There's a machla called Entourage. There's a machla called iPod. There's machlas. When I look and I watch it and I'm a slave, it's by me and Avodah Zorah that I'm a novel like Chris Rock has more chashivas to me than a bay of a rover, then also the rachim olav. Because I'm connected to that maneuver. Because what I see, that's who I am. Because that's who you get connected with, and that's what you become. Hakoil Koil Yaakov, that Yadayim Yidei Esav says the Vilna Goyim, Hakoil was written without a vav in the Torah. It's written without a vav. You want to know why? Because Hakal Kal Yaakov. When the voice of Yaakov is low, it's Kal. You don't hear it, it's weak. Then the Yadayim Yidei Esav. Then the hands become Yadayim Yidei Esav. To the point that you can have a fist fight in the middle of a first Seder. Because it's not a stira. Because that's who I am. Because that's what I become. And when the Avodah Zorah is such an Avodah Zorah that I'm not even embarrassed to have it in my salon on a 32-inch screen, then you become a shtick Chris Rock yourself. And then you want to know why the Olam is not learning, why it's getting shvacher towards the end of Zman. Because I connected with those menuvolim. Asu l'rachim olav, says Chazal. Because your daya became a daya for Nagoy. Rav Shimshon Pinker says, if you take a movie and you cut it down and you take the 2 hours of that movie that you're watching, you will see Be'erach about 1,000 times people punched each other. He says, make a cheshbon. He says, you don't even realize what it does to you. It becomes second nature. How many guys watch a movie for 2 hours? And then automatically the F word comes out of them like kilachayab because they've been hearing it so many times going into their ears. Especially sitting there with your earphones and you're totally mamash harangaton. They don't even realize who's coming into the room and who's leaving the room. That's what you're hearing the whole time. So automatically, next time somebody makes a wrong move to you, that's the first word that comes out of you. Because that's who you became. Because that's who you looked at. And when you look at something, you become connected to it. You become that shtick goy. So fashteitzach. Also l'rachim olof. Ribbono Shel Olam sends no siyata d'shmaya. If the Torah says also l'rachim olof, so what do you want from a yeshiva? What do you want from Manhala? What do you want from Rabbeim? We should have Rachmanis? Or we should say, you know what? Geiger's unto hate. This is the way you want to behave at the end of Zman. This is the way you want to live. Like going to bed every night at 5 o'clock. and waking up whenever you want. I'm coming around and I'm yetzer my chiyuv Talmud Torah if I say Baruchas HaTorah with my 20 minutes of learning Masechtas Megillah or keeping Rabbi Strizah happy with coming to Avad if he manages to get you to come. Also l'rachem olov, because his day is a day of an agoy. He's busy learning Chris Rock, not Abaye Verova. He's busy with 24. When the Torah says Kihem Chayenu, 24 means 24 hours a day learning Torah and mitzvahs. When your 24 is somewhere else, then it taka looks like 24. I'm not here to assert it. I'm here to be more civil. But this is going to be the killer of the end of Zman to every Bochus Ruchnius. Everybody will end up as Zman looking like Chris or like other some other manovel over there. That's what you're going for. That's the way you're going to look and that's the way you're going to behave on Purim. Because that's who you idolize. That's who you look at most of the day. So therefore that's the one who you are going to be connected with. There's no rachmonis. I just want to be ma'ir of the tzibur. But I do want to say one thing. If the Torah says osel rachem olav, then I zicha don't have to have rachmonis. I'm not going to talk about next man. That next man, there is going to be no musag of an iPod in this yeshiva. You can all forget about it. Because the first iPod I see, I will smash. I won't take it away and keep it in my drawer and give it back to you, punct, when I have to change something. I will smash it in front of your face. And that goes also to these choshevah, what they call phones, with cold over osse on it. I do not want anything next man, whatever they call it. What do they call it? Waterberries, I don't know, I'm not quite sure what are they called. But whatever. Blackberries. You want a phone? You can have a regular phone. No Blackberries next month. No iPods next month. No computers. It's not happening. Forget it. And if you don't want it, and you can't deal with it, don't come back. Because also l'rachim olav. It's not me. Chazal say, if you can't take care of your own seichel, if you don't have the understanding that this is the most choshevah thing, what you've got to watch, what goes in and what goes out, then I'm not mechuyav to have rachmonis. But one thing I do want to say, perhaps, as a chizuk, I'm not here to take it away, this man. But that's one thing for sure. After 1 o'clock, if I see a bocha sitting and watching an iPod, I am taking it away. And it's not coming back at the end of this month. Because 1 o'clock doesn't mean 1 o'clock, it means 3 o'clock, it means 5 o'clock, and your zman is going to be killed. I'm willing to help you try and finish the zman ois kuchen to look like a stickler yid. Anything during Seder, forget about it. This second Seder business of watching shows or the 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock halacha or this new minhag that the yeshiva we can't. Baruch Hashem, le'alman Yisrael, Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael, help us to steig, we can go and sit on a couch, and we can watch the screen, and a 32-inch screen, that's noch better. What could be better? Toru gedula b'mochim echot. Treif chaza. Osa l'rachim olav. And that's the way a first Seder looks. Because you're so busy watching, going, punching each other, cursing each other. It can be a joke from Haim Bismorgan. But this is what it is. You're dying with the Esav. You just proved it. I feel very strongly. Another week. We have 3-4 weeks, whoever staying till Purim, and those who are Zeicha, to stay till after Purim. Chaperein. Adarabba. It's a Zman which has a lot of Nisyanus. It's a Zman where you're ready, what we call, burnt out. But you'll get more burnt out if you go down that road. Oh, will it burn? That seichel will burn. It'll take you years to clean up the mess. What you could get at the end of a Zman, whether the siyata dishmaya is much greater, because it's harder. I know we said it's easy. But you know what? When you have a choice, and you don't want to do it in the Beis HaMedrash, you end up schlepping boxes for 18 hours in Kedem. No problem. It's not a chisaron. The Rebbeinu Shlom says to you, you have a choice. You can either sweat it out in the Beis HaMedrash and steig and become a gadol b'Yisrael, or become a shnatzer, or you'll make money. If that's what's choshed by you, no problem. But that's your choice. Don't think you're going to get away from sweating it out. Shaykh, because you're not machshiv what you have here. You have a gold mine. Nobody said it's easy. Don't think it's easy out there. It's not. And when you're working over there, there's no time for iPods, there's no time for watching 24, there's no time for watching Entourage. You've got to put it on hold till Chalamoid. Make sure somebody else takes it for you. But Bishas Maisa, I've got no time for it. Because time is money. And especially when it's overtime, I get double money. That's when I make my money. The end of Zman is double time. It's double money as well, the end of Zman. You get double pay. Because those who make the most of the end of Zman, when they leave, they're in a different league. They gave Mesiras Nefesh for the Ribbono Shel Olam. They were willing to give up because they understood that we're dealing something here called Sheyesh Bodea. L'Soif Mis Asher, I'll walk away a rich man. I'll walk away content. That's the Ashiras. The Ribbono Shel Olam should give us the Seichel. He gave us the Seichel. He should give us the Siyata Dishmaya to use our Seichel in the right way, that we should make our choices right. The Nisoyin of Ender's Man is not how I wake up, it's how I go to sleep. When I go to sleep like a goy, I wake up like a goy. Therefore, Zman Krishna has no chashivas. My chavrusa waiting for me has no chashivas. Why should I? The last thing I saw was a goy who doesn't know what Ben Adam L'Chaveira means. And if the younger man is sitting there waiting for me, big deal! So he comes three times to wake me up. Big deal. What does he think he is? I was brought up differently. You don't have to be machshiv somebody else. Because that's the world. That's what I saw, that's what I'm connected with. We have a chance here. The Ulam did well this man. Everybody steigt. There's no reason. I'd rather there's a reason. But we've got to get over that reason. Make that L'chol HaPoch the next 3 weeks till a Purim. How many storim is left? 15 storim. 15 days. 18 days of learning. How much is that already? And I'm telling you that Ribbono Shel Olam will look at it as overtime. He pays double for the end of Zman. Because it's much harder. The Mis Asher will be much bigger. Don't throw away the chance. You made it till now. You did well till now. Continue. It's not easy. Nobody said it's easy. But it's harder out there. There's more to clean up afterwards. There's more depression and anxiety and anger out there. For not making it hard for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, schlepping yourself, nishyena, you schlep yourself into the Beis HaMedrash, be shamus torim, daven for siyata dishmaya, try l'chol apochus, have some chashivus for the most choshva object in the world. It's called your seichel. It's called das. Internalize the chokhmah that you're learning. And the seif, you'll see that when you throw in the towel and you tell the Ribbono Shel'olam, I'm not going to make it. Do a pella for me. Do some wonder for me that I should want. There'll be siyata d'shmaya. But derech she'odom roitze leilach meilichin oisoi. Meilichin means that Ribbono Shel'olam takes you by the hand and slaps you in. Why? Because that's the derech she'odom roitze. That's the way he wanted you. You want to go? He'll make it go that way. But I've got to want. I've got to make certain kabbalas. I'm willing to help. After 1 o'clock, no more iPods. L'chol apochus that. L'chol apochus, I should have some chashivas to what's killing this man. We're so orangutan in who we're watching, what we're watching, when we're watching, how we're watching. We don't even chat, the days are flying by. The cheshik's getting lower. Because the more I connect to the goy, the less I have shaykhus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. How can you have shaykhus to Kedusha when I'm watching and I'm connected to Ashtik Tumah? There's got to be a kill yankov with the Vav. Then the Yadayim will go out the window. Rabbi Yisai, chat zacharayin the moment. Chat the moment. This is the time where it's going to put you on a different league. You'll be in a different league, you'll be in a different sphere with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The shteiging that you're going to do in the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks. You're going to walk out of here in a different atmosphere. You'll be a different person. Because you fought it and you won. Hatzlocha.